Z94.3 News, I'm Jim Irizarry. The suspect in a St. Joseph County, Michigan double homicide is dead. 30-year-old David Keith Algarin Jr. led police on a chase Sunday morning that ended in Madison Township. The Sturgis Department of Public Safety and the St. Joseph County Sheriff's Office believe that Algarin Jr. was allegedly involved with two shootings on Saturday. If anyone has any information about this ongoing investigation, call St. Joseph County Central Dispatch at 269-467-4195. South Bend School's clear backpack policy goes into effect soon. The school year begins August 16th for South Bend students, and they'll be required to use those transparent backpacks. District leaders say they'll make sure every student has a backpack to start the year, and that the change is meant to keep your child safe. The district has put up a frequently asked questions page regarding clear backpacks on their website. A plan from the Biden administration to cancel student debt is facing legal trouble again. Under the one-time fix proposed by the administration, periods of past non-payment would count as if borrowers had been making payments, which would move over 800,000 borrowers past the 20 or 25-year limit needed to cancel the debts completely. The groups filing the lawsuit say the plan undercuts public service loan forgiveness. In a statement, the Education Department said it was not going to back down or give an inch when it comes to defending working families. A crash involving an ambulance killed one Stark County paramedic and seriously injured another Saturday afternoon. Michael Wilcox Sr. and Brandy Salita were responding to a call Saturday afternoon with emergency lights and sirens activated. They were heading east on County Road 800 South. That's when a northbound vehicle on County Road 700 East entered the intersection, hitting the side of the ambulance and causing it to roll over. Wilcox was pronounced dead at the scene. Salita was taken to the hospital in serious condition. The driver of the other vehicle was also brought to the hospital for minor injuries. As disease-carrying mosquitoes continue to buzz through our neighborhoods, the St. Joseph County Health Department is stepping up to the challenge. Neighborhood spraying is underway to control the pests. The county is seeing more and more positive West Nile cases. The health department says spraying neighborhoods with synthetic porcelains near where cases of the disease have been found is vital. The porcelains are the synthetic version of chrysanthemum flower extract and is harmless to humans. Most mosquitoes are active at night, so you'll see these trucks spraying mainly when it's dark out. The Mega Millions jackpot is about to give away the biggest jackpot in its history. There's just no guarantee it'll happen tomorrow night. No jackpot winner was bought for Friday's drawing, bumping the jackpot up to $1.55 billion for tomorrow night's drawing. The South Bend Cubs and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers played to a series split after splitting a doubleheader yesterday, with Wisconsin winning the first game 5-2 and South Bend winning the second game 3-0. After the series split, South Bend is four games behind Peoria for the second half playoff berth. The Cubs start a two-week road trip tomorrow at Lake County. The Chicago Cubs had to come from behind twice yesterday in their 6-4 win over Atlanta at Wrigley Field yesterday. After taking 2 of 3 from the Braves, the Cubs are clinging to the third wildcard spot and are just a game and a half back of division-leading Milwaukee in the NL Central. The White Sox took 2 of 3 from Cleveland this weekend, including yesterday's 5-3 win. Detroit lost to Tampa Bay 10-6. The Rays took 2 of 3 from the Tigers.
Z94.3 weather.
Be aware of patchy fog this morning. Gray skies, scattered showers through the day. Cooler, humid, highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the low 60s tonight. I'm WSBT meteorologist Jessica Burns.